Welcome everyone to Bringing Your Practice to Life, or otherwise known as Marketing Your Practice. And we are here with the October 2015 Cohort Section 3. It is April 25th, 2016, and this is Nona Jordan. And I am really, really happy to be here with you guys talking about marketing tonight. So for those of you who've looked over the material, you know, there is a lot of material in this week's class. So take a deep breath. No need to get overwhelmed. As I was saying before the call started, this material you can really come back to over and over and over again. You take it in tiny little bites. But we're going to talk about, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about ideal day. I'm going to take somebody through an ideal coaching day. We're going to talk a little bit about find the feeling and practice using it. And I'm going to use it in relationship to the ideal day exercise. We're going to move on to talking about recognizing that there are lots of ways to reach your ideal client. And there's no one way, right way or wrong way. And we're going to talk about ways to connect with your people. And so there's a lot here. And if you have any questions or if anything comes up, please do not hesitate to interrupt me if I'm in the middle of talking about something. This is your class, and I want you to get what you need out of it. So how many of you had an opportunity to do the ideal day exercise? Just go ahead and shout out yes or no.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Awesome. No. Okay, I heard some no's. That's all right. That's all right. We're going to go over it today. Okay, so did anybody do the ideal day exercise very specifically for an ideal coaching day?
No.
Okay, great. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I would like to garner a volunteer to walk through the ideal coaching day with me. So what brave soul would like to step forward and have me take them through the ideal day?
I'll go.
Yay! Amy English.
It is. Hi, Nona.
Woo! All right.
I couldn't take the silence any longer.
I know. I've gotten so good at waiting people out.
I'm good. You guys, take your time.
All right, Amy. So what we are going to do is we're going to go through the ideal day tool. So for those of you who haven't done it, for those of you who have done it, this is an absolutely fantastic tool. And especially when we're talking about marketing and how you want to market and how you want your life to be set up, it's great to start with the ideal day tool. And we'll talk more about that afterwards. But the ideal day tool is a great tool to use with your clients when they're starting to look forward. It's not a square one tool, but when somebody's at the beginning of square three or even in square three ready to make a change, or in square two, the ideal day tool is great to help people move into a future focus and to avoid dropping into retelling old stories. So what we want to do in this tool is walk people through an ideal day, a normal day. And it can be focused on anything. It can be focused on a relationship. It can be focused on a place to live. You know, there are lots of different ways to use the tool, and there's some information about that in your data, in your worksheets today. But we're going to talk specifically to Amy. I'm going to walk her through doing an ideal day for an ordinary coaching day 3 years in the future. And you might be wondering, why 3 years? And I'm going to tell you, because for most people who are starting coaching practices, who really work and are consistent about showing up, it takes about 3 years on average, so not always, about 3 years for people to achieve the same income level that they had in a corporate job or previously. So I think 3 years is a great number, but that's why I chose 3 years. So, Amy, I'm going to go ahead and capture key phrases while you are doing your ideal day, but are you in a place where you can be comfortable, lady?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
it's so funny. It's so funny because I decided to take tonight's call from my bedroom, which I never do. I always take it from my office. So I'm super comfy. I know. I'm super comfy and, like, laying in the bed. Like, it's nice and airy. So, yeah, I'm in a really comfy place.
Awesome. I love it. So you're laying on your bed.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the bed, but I've got all these lovely pillows behind me.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes and start taking some nice deep breaths. Just gathering all of your energy right here in the present moment. Tuning into your body, feeling the air on your skin, feeling the points where your body connects with the bed, feeling the fabric of your clothing, anything that's touching your skin. And as you breathe right here, I want you to find something really delicious that you can enjoy about the breath moving in and out of your body. For the next few breaths, just allowing yourself to sink in. To be held by gravity. And as you rest in this place of stillness, I want you to imagine that it is now April 26, 2019. It's a beautiful spring day. And you are going to open your eyes on the ideal coaching day, a normal, everyday day. That you're going to be doing the work that you love, the way that you love to do it. And as your eyes open to this morning, I want you to tell me what you see in as much detail as you want to share it in.
Wow. It's interesting that I'm in my room because this is where I would wake up. And I open my eyes to the window, which the sun is already out. I can see all the leaves on the trees in the front yard. The windows are open just a little bit so I can hear the birds chirping. And I'm getting up. And I'm doing yoga. I'm starting my day with yoga and with breathing and just connecting to my body.
And as you're connecting to your body here, tell me what you're sensing and feeling around you and in your body.
I'm feeling how much I love spring. How much I love to hear the birds chirping outside. We have a lot of land and a lot of animals, and it's just, I just love hearing them in the early morning. And the cool air just feels so good. It's so refreshing. Nobody's up yet. I'm the first one up. So as I finish my little routine, it's now time to get my children up, who I affectionately refer to as my monkeys. So I get, they need to go to school. So we get them up, my husband and I get them up, and you know, we're going about the normal morning routine of hair and clothes and everybody getting ready, getting them their breakfast, getting them, you know, fed, backpacks packed up, and off and onto the bus at 8:30. And that's one of the reasons I did this, why I'm doing this.
So tell me how it feels to drop them off at the bus and to then turn around and come home, knowing that, you know, this is one of the main reasons why you became a coach.
So
like, what
grateful.
Are you feeling? Yeah.
Just total gratitude. Like, just so grateful that I don't have to shuffle them off to a morning program. Oh, you know, that I can be with them in the morning while they're having their breakfast and getting ready for school. And there's like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not always peaceful, but there's like a peace in that, like, where we don't have to rush. Like, it's like a, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So as you come back into the house, what's up next?
Coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I pour my coffee and I get ready and head over into my office.
And tell me about your office space.
Oh, my office space. Now, it's the same as it is now, just because I love my office. It's very open. There's a ton of windows. It's very light, and it's very comfy. And I have my oils diffusing. So it's a beautiful scent. I like to do sage and lavender. So there's a beautiful smell. Very clean smell, and again, the sun is shining, and it's super bright, and the sunlight is just coming into the office, and I walk in, and it's just like, with my coffee, of course.
Of course. And so what's on your schedule for today?
I have 3 clients today.
And tell me about these clients.
My clients. Okay. I am working with people who are looking for, they're not satisfied in their current career. They're not happy with what's going on in their current job. And they're looking to make improvements. Now, it could be finding a new job, figuring out what their purpose is, but they're just not happy in their current career. And they're trying to identify why and what steps they can take to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my, you know, it's interesting that I said the number three because I see myself with three types of clients. It's the folks who are in the midst of you know, finding their dream job, their dream career, their purpose. It's women who are struggling with body image. And it's women who are figuring out what's next after treatment, after cancer treatment. That one always gets me really emotional.
And when you look at these three clients who are on your schedule, these three ideal clients, how do you feel, like what do you notice about what's happening in your body as you consider the conversations you're going to be having with these people today?
There's excitement to be able to share, there's an excitement to be able to help, to be able to share, to be able to help them see a different way. Like to just, all the good stuff that I've experienced, all the amazing journey, the people I've met, the things that I've learned along the way, I want to be able to share that to them, with them, to kind of just help them the way that I've been helped.
Yeah. Excellent. And as you look at these clients, is that happening? Is that why you're excited?
Yeah. So I know that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, like, I know that our sessions, like, I know how they feel after a session. I know that. You know, and it doesn't always have to be something groundbreaking, but even just like a tiny little something, like a tiny little crack, a tiny little shift, and hearing that in their voices.
No, it's great. That's great.
And just knowing that something hit them. You know, just right, that there was that little bit of impact to make their day just a little bit better.
So I want that's awesome. So I want you to travel through those three sessions. And as you're working through those sessions, I also want you to notice, is there anything else that you're working on, any projects, anything that's coming up or that you're working on in relationship to your coaching practice?
My book.
Okay.
We talked about my book and Coach the Coach, but yes, my book.
So you're working on it, or tell me more about what's going on with your book.
Well,
3 years down the road.
It is 3 years down the road, yes. So my book is done. My book is done. And at that point, I'm getting ready to launch it.
And how do you feel about that?
amazing. my story is it's going to be out there. It's going to be out there.
So as you consider the launch of your book that's happening right now, and you have had these amazing clients, is there anything else that's going to get completed or focused on during this work day before your kids come home?
I feel like I'm also going to spend some time working on a program,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting that that's coming up, but I know I didn't know that I was going to do that, but I'm seeing that. I'm seeing a program that I want to work on. I don't know details.
Okay. And how do you feel about this program?
Just like super excited. Like an opportunity to reach more.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So as you wind up your day, what happens at the end of your day? So you're getting ready to walk out of your office after working on your book launch and noodling on a program and having three perfect clients in your cozy, awesome office. So what's happening when you walk out the door of your office at the end of the day?
I just feel really good. Like I just... You know, I button a few things up. I'm a big to-do list person, still am 3 years from now. So I, you know, kind of just touch up my list for the next day and just I'm done in time to get the monkeys off the bus. And I just walk out feeling just, like, really great. I'm doing everything I wanted to do.
Beautiful. So we want you to just send some blessings to that day. Just anchor some blessings right there in that day. And then I want you to bring your attention back to your body and your breath and the air on your skin and the bed underneath you. And as you feel ready, you can wiggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes. So, Amy, what stands out for you about this ideal day vision?
I think for me, it's just loving what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Just truly, truly, like, loving it. And that it's that feeling of, that I may have had a little part in helping somebody, whether just being that sounding board, the window, what have you, but just helping.
Mm-hmm. And so when you consider the book and the clients and really being in this place of service, what is the internal feeling state? So you said that you love what you do, but I want you to even like dive in deeper and really identify the feeling state that this vision elicits.
It's, it's going to sound so weird, but what I envision when I was saying that is just like standing at my office window with like arms wide out and just like this like total like freedom. Like it's like, yes, you know, and it's like my whole body is just like tingly and like, yes.
That is so fantastic.
Like chains breaking. Do you know what it like kind of like standing there and like getting rid of all the armor and just like free.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so is there a place that you say that the body is tingly? Is there a specific origination point of this feeling of freedom?
It's definitely in, that's like the central, I would say like that, like solar plexus area, like that midsection area.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So for those of you who did not go through this exercise, so this is how you would take somebody through an ideal day. I mean, there are lots of different ways you can do this. And if you listen to the recordings, Martha did it one way on her video. I've had other people do it where they actually put you in an airplane and you fast forward 3 to 5 years or a year, whatever. And this is another way that you can do it. But the way that this relates to you and your marketing, so when I'm listening to Amy, and I'm listening to what you want, Amy, I hear a couple of things. One, that you're really, your practice is really focused on one-on-one, that you have time to write, and that you also are focused on building your practice into a place where you're going to create programs. So you're also not going to be working before your kids go to school. And you're not going to be working after they come home. So these provide some really important parameters for you to work with. So if you are working with, say, 3 clients a day, 4 days a week, that's 12 clients a week, right? That's probably 24 clients a month because they're probably going to see you twice a month, right? I'm making some generalizations just based on basic information about lots of coaching practices. It could look different for you. But that tells me, it's like, okay, Amy is really building potentially, she's going to be reaching out to people one-on-one, and that's where she's focused, one-on-one work and writing. Like those, to me, sound like your first and foremost priorities, right?
That is totally making me tingle. Although, yes.
Yeah, so when you're talking about marketing, you know, if you're looking at, you know, 20 to 24 clients in your practice and time to write, then, you know, now you know how you want to market, right? You know you want to start reaching out to people and saying, hey, this is what I've got going on. This is how I'm coaching people. I'm working with people in 3-month blocks or 6-month blocks, and I'm really going to help them. Hold on. Figure out what's next after cancer, or, you know, work on your body image, or figure out why things aren't working at your job. And I think that there's probably some overlap in those groups. I'm guessing that they're probably more connected than potentially they sound to you right now as having those three. But the thing that really struck me was no rush. Right? This was very peaceful. You were in a place of abundant time, and you were able to move at a pace that felt very human for you. So when you're thinking about how to craft your business and how to craft your schedule, and what you want to do to market to people, you're going to want to keep all this in mind, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say that that feeling of freedom, that solar plexus freedom spot that you identified, is the place that you're going to want to actually find the feeling and do sit in that place 10 minutes a day. Right. So as you decide who you're going to market to, as you decide how you're going to reach out to your ideal clients, as you decide who you're going to put your message in front of, or when you're writing your book, or when you're doing anything, you're going to want to be in that feeling. You're going to want to operate from that feeling. How does that feel?
So exciting. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't done this, I highly recommend that you guys get together in partners and spend a nice, long, you know, very luxurious piece of time facilitating ideal day with one another, and then identifying, finding the feeling. Because that feeling state that you find and the information that you glean about your ideal day is going to help you craft your business, and it's also going to give you the energy that you want to come from when you are actually reaching out to your ideal client. Okay? And now the rest of the class we're going to spend talking about ways that you would actually want to do that. But before I move on from that, I wanted to ask if there are any questions about ideal day or find your feeling. And thank you, Amy, for your willingness to step up and be vulnerable in front of the group and do this.
Thank you, Nona. There was one thing that just crossed my mind, which was kind of interesting for me. As we were going through that and as we were talking about it, there was not one instance of me worried about money.
Mm-hmm.
And what that says to me is focus on that feeling, focus on what was discussed, and it will come, it will happen. Just stay with that feeling.
Yes. Yes. And if you read through the find the feeling description, you know, spending 10 minutes a day in that state, 10 minutes a day imagining that desired outcome, you know, of being in your ideal day in that state of complete freedom and bliss, it will change your life. Right? And yes, no worry about money, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not vibrating at lack or scarcity, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have any questions or comments or thoughts about ideal day or find your feeling? No? Okay. So I just want to recap that, you know, the ideal day tool is an opportunity for you to identify lifestyle preferences and to pre-member settings, schedules, clothing, all the information obtained through the senses. And this is trustable. I don't even think that's a word, but you can trust this information. You know, if you are not going to be happy, if your ideal day is you working when your kids are at school, then don't schedule people in the evenings, right? So, you know, you absolutely trust the data that you obtain from these visions, because the way that you feel when you're in that vision state, the more that you can cultivate it internally, it will cultivate externally and vice versa, right? It all works together. So the other thing that we're going to talk about today, now that, you know, you've got a context for how you can use ideal day and find your feeling, is talking about marketing and how you can actually market from a place of being curious and playful, okay, which might sound a little bit crazy, but there is no one right way to market. So that is the number one first thing that I want you to really take in. There is no perfect, there's no one right way to do it. And in fact, if you can find that feeling state that is the state you want to resonate in, what you want to do is find marketing vehicles, ways to put yourself in front of your people that will help you stay in that energy. Okay. So there's a lot of marketing hype about there's one right way to do it, or you have to do it perfect, or you have to get in front of these people, or you have to have the right SEO, or you have to have this script, blah, 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 blah. So there's a ton of information out there, and some of it may not be resonant for you or your people, or it might be. And this is another tool that you can always use is your body compass. Coming back to the body compass to sift through techniques and ideas that come your way. So when I was first coaching, I had come across this program like 10 steps to signing up, you know, having a constant 20 clients. I don't even know what it was, but it was like this total formulaic, here's your script, here's what you need to do, here's how you create the funnel, here's what the email says, and here's what you're going to say to these people during the call, how you're going to follow up with them, blah, 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 blah. Well, the long and short of it was that works for some people, and obviously it worked for him, but I will tell you it felt so inauthentic to me. And it was so outside of my body and who I was that it was a complete and total failure. So I say this to you because a lot of times we want something that's solid. We want something that is proven. I'm using air quotes while I say proven. But the best thing that you can do is to actually be yourself and know that marketing is just talking to people about what you do, how you do it, and the value you provide. That's it. Marketing isn't selling something. Marketing isn't, you know, scamming people. Marketing is simply sharing information. So how many of you have ever gotten a job interview? Say, I have, if you have.
I have.
Guys are also awesome. So how many of you have actually been offered jobs?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Thank goodness. Look at you guys. So guess what? That's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to really take this in. That's marketing. That's it. Talking about what you do and how you can help. And that's really what you do in a job interview, right? That's it. I mean, that's really what you're doing. When you put together a resume, when you're talking to people about what they need in a job, when you're talking with them about what kind of skills you have, what kind of value you can provide to their company based on their requirements, same thing. That's marketing. So keep in mind that you already have an innate, inherent skill set that will allow you to talk about what you do. Okay, so let's see, I want to make sure I hit all of this. Okay, we've already talked about that. So I've said a little bit about marketing being talking about yourself. So really being able to talk about what you do, who you do it with, and what value you bring. And I think this is really what is hard for people is articulating value. And that is something that you will develop as you listen to the people who come into your practice, as you hear the way they talk about their problems and you observe the way that their problems are solved and the way that you provide value to them by walking with them on their path. But you can also posit some pretty good hypotheses about it before you've had a lot of clients. Because if you want to work with a particular kind of client, one thing that you can say for sure is that if somebody comes to you with a body image issue and they really want to change the way that they relate to their bodies, if they show up and they do the work, something's going to change. Their relationship to their body image will change. And I mean, you guys all, you get that. Do you agree with that? Because I know there were some comments about like over-promising or, you know, not really knowing if you could promise something. And I'm not saying you're promising it. You can promise change always. I very rarely use the word always or never, but I can say with 100% confidence that if anybody shows up into any of your coaching practices with an intention and a desire, and they stay with the process and they do what they're going to do, they will experience change. Right? Mm-hmm. So figuring out how, in fact, you want to talk to people about value is one of the most important things you'll do. And in relationship to that, I think one of the things that also comes up for people is the idea that they're afraid of rejection, that nobody is listening, that nobody is going to respond, that nobody will want it. So what I like to tell people about this is that as much as it's about you, it's not about you. So really the coaching itself is about that person, the person who comes into your practice and the work that they're going to do. So you and your business, the work that you do, are separate. They're not the same. The work comes through you, but really the work, the container, the space in which you coach and help people is separate from you. So I think it's really important and helpful to detangle the idea that if people don't want it or if they don't show up, or that it's about you personally, because it's not, right? You know, when Byron Katie says, my business, your business, God's business, you know, that's really important when we're talking about marketing. Understand that your business is really to show up and to keep talking about what you do, to invite people to experience it, to be enthusiastic about it, and to clear away any crappy thoughts you have about marketing or the work you do or the worth of your work, right? So marketing in and of itself and the business building piece, and I think I've probably said this to you guys before in a previous class, it is a spiritual endeavor. It is an opportunity to let go of more layers of illusion about who we are. And a lot of times when people come into this kind of work, that's not where they want to focus, right? They don't necessarily want to use the business building piece as part of their personal development, but it absolutely is. Because in order to stand up and talk about who you are and what you do and talk with vulnerability and authenticity, you know, you've got to be doing your own work. And the same goes with marketing from a place of clean energy. Are there any questions or thoughts about that before I continue on my marketing monologue here? No? Okay, I'm going to tell you one more story about marketing, and then we're going to talk about vehicles. Okay, so when we lived in Italy, we had the great good fortune of having a gentleman who worked for us. And my husband was serving as a diplomat, and so we had parties. That was part of his job. And we had parties at our house twice a month. And my good friend and wonderful pal Mike, who worked for us, he cooked and he served, and he was the most amazing cook. Oh, my God. He made, like, the most delectable little yummy things. And I was starting my coaching business when we lived there, and he would make this delicious food, and I thought to myself, I was watching him one night, and he would take the platters around, and he'd be like, oh, would you like some? Some people would say yes, some people would say no, and he would just like, great, no problem. Didn't bother him one way or the other if people said yes or no about his food or whether he refilled their drinks. Totally not personal. Now, what if Mike had been like many coaches that I know, if he had made all this wonderful food and put it out beautifully on the platters, and then he stayed in the kitchen and worried about whether people were going to reject his food? Wouldn't that be a shame?
Mm-hmm.
It would be so sad.
So I tell you this story because, you know, if people don't respond, if people say no, the answer is you keep taking the platter out.
Mm-hmm.
You keep taking the platter around. Okay? So that's my last, like, story related to that. Okay. Any questions before we move on?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Sai. So I worked with a business coach a while ago, a few months ago, with the online thing. And she emphasized the importance. I think you kind of answered my question already. But she kind of emphasized about how what you offer has to be really directly related to results, like tangible results. Because I talk about like life purpose and, you know, and one of the niches that I have in mind is like feel good in your own skin. And then she would say something like, well, what would that do for that person? You know, would she get love? Would that get her a man? You know, would that get her a job? And so, you know, she really kind of emphasized that. And so how important is that in marketing what I'm offering? Do I always need to tie that in? Like, what would that, you know, what kind of tangible results would they get, you know? She emphasized about, you know, you should relate to love, work, health, you know, that sort of specific thing. So, how important do you see that as a marketing thing?
I think that's a really good question. And I am of the mind that the more clear, to me, that's like holding up a mirror, right? It's telling that person that you understand their problem mm-hmm. and that you understand the solution that they're looking for, right? It's like holding up a very clear and compassionate mirror for people to see themselves and understand that you're the person that's really going to help them. So I do really encourage you to be listening for that and thinking about that. And even for those of you who don't have super specific niches right now, because I know there are some of you who are probably freaking out about that whole idea, is that you can be more general than that. Like you can say, this has been my journey. This is what I've had happen. And this is the kind of result that I've seen. And if you come and do coaching with me over a period of, you know, 6, 8, 10 sessions, you know, that's where we're going to go. That's, you know, that's where we're going to focus. So yes, I do. I think it's important to be clear, about what it is that you are inviting people into, to experiencing. Yeah.
Right. So to clarify my question, I think, what I want to know is it enough for me to say, you know, I can help you feel good in your own skin. You know, is that enough as a result, or do I need to tie it into something more specific?
Okay. You know, so what I like to do with that kind of statement is ask myself over and over again, or you should ask yourself over and over again, why is this important? Why is it important for people to feel good in their own skin? Until you get to that answer that feels like rock bottom, like it just lands, right? Because there is that answer that will just land.
Mm-hmm. That is authentic to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So what came up for me is like something like, you can, if you want to start to feel good in your own skin, then, well, not feeling good in your own skin is stopping you from living boldly or pursuing what you want. So it, that kind of thing.
You know, a lot of times what I'll do, and I'm a big fan of being as direct as possible because I think as coaches and writers and prolific adjective users, which most of us are, I say something like, you are going to feel comfortable in your own skin. This is important because when you don't feel comfortable in your own skin, you tend to not pursue the dreams of your life, you know, whatever your language is. But I am usually that, like, this is what we're going to work on and this is why it's important. And I don't give 10 of those things, you know, what, 3, 4, maybe 5? If that. So, you know, being as clear and concise and articulate when you're speaking to people's issues in marketing, I think is really key.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Did that spark anything else in anyone? Any questions, comments, thoughts? No.
This is Gina. I was just going to add, so trying to narrow down, like, stating people's issues specifically, because, frankly, my perfect customer is me, and from what I've heard, I think that's a lot of it. But I just posted a survey on a Facebook page that I'm on and just offered, like, a small gift card random drawing to anyone that did it. And I got 50 responses within, like, 4 days. And it only cost me $25. And I got a lot of information back of what people are struggling with and the words they use and the common themes. So that helped a lot.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Really helpful to listen to the way people talk about their problems, because you're far away from it now. You know what I mean? Like, the way that you talk about it now is so different than the way people who are at the beginning of that road talk about it. So it is really important. That's great. That's wonderful that you got so many responses and such great information and feedback. Awesome. Anything else? All right. So you guys, there are so many ways to market. I mean, you don't have to do everything. There are a million rivers that run to the ocean. So you can choose the vehicles to talk to your people, to get in front of your people, that play to your strength. You can pick things that really play to your strength. So if you're a writer, write. If you have a great voice, maybe you want to record things. If you like to do video, do video. If you just like to talk to people one-on-one, talk to people one-on-one. If you know, there's no end to how you market. So I was talking with a client of mine last week, and she's been working on filling this program, and she was feeling a little upset because she kept sending out letters and reminders and nobody was responding. And, you know, she wanted to have 7 people in this group. And I was like, well, do you have 7 women in mind that you really feel like they'd be a great fit and that they would really get a lot out of it? And she instantly named off like 10 women, told me why they'd be great for it, what she thought they would get and why they'd be a great fit for the group. And I said, well, why don't you reach out to them individually? And she wrote each of them emails and said, hey, you know, I'm doing this group and this is what it's all about and this is why I love you and this is why I think this would be perfect for you. Every single one of those women signed up. So if you're thinking that marketing has to be complicated with funnels and, you know, sales pages and whatever, like marketing vortex stuff. It just doesn't have to be that complicated. It's all about reaching out to people you probably already know, or, you know, 6 degrees of separation, right? So as you're considering who you want to reach out to, who your people are, I know it can be very difficult to consider the people who are right around you, but really consider the people who are right around you. Consider the people who you're already talking to, that you're already in community with, that you already know. Because remember, them saying no is not about you, right? Whether they say yes or no, that's their business. Your job is to talk about what you do and to present it to people who are in your ideal client category, right? So as you're considering marketing, you're considering talking to people, I would really encourage you to play at your edges, not to push yourself into a place of panic, but if you are new to marketing or if you are new to marketing yourself as a coach, trying new things is really helpful. I looked at it mainly because we lived in Italy. I was like, oh, I'm just going to throw pasta at the wall and see what sticks, right? I tried everything because I had never marketed myself ever. And so I just was like, okay, I'm going to try absolutely everything and see what feels good, see what I like, see what gets a response. And some of it I sucked at and some of it I was great at, but I learned a ton and unearthed and was able to work through a lot of old beliefs around hiding and, you know, all that kind of jazz that comes up for a lot of people. So when you're considering where to start, you know, ask yourself what feels like a natural fit and what feels like it would really play to your strengths. So there's a marketing mandala in your packet of information, and I would just really encourage you to look at that mandala and decide, you know, where you want to start, where you might want to dip your toe in. So some of you might be natural writers, and blogging is going to be a great place for you to fit, or being a guest writer on HuffPo, you know, finding natural outlets that play to your strengths. And if you don't know what your strengths are, that's when it's a good time to try something new. Okay. So, all right, you guys, we are almost at the top of the hour. Are there any final questions or comments? No? Okay. So as you move into this next week, I would encourage you, if you haven't looked at the Ideal Day video that Martha did, look at it and pair up with each other and do the Ideal Day exercise around an ideal coaching day 3 years in the future. And post 100 words or less on the forum about it. Let me know what comes up for you, what you notice. And this is a great place to start to determine what you want your business days to look like, right? And then you can find the feeling and spend some time every day in that feeling. Give yourself that gift and make a decision when you're marketing, when you're talking about your business, to stay in that feeling state, to check in with yourself and choose vehicles of marketing that allow you to stay in that place. Okay? So that is your homework. Ideal day, finding the feeling, and then if you're ready, start taking some little turtle steps, or at least start exploring some marketing options for your business and ways that you want to be talking about what you do to the people who need you and need your magic. Okay, are there any final thoughts or questions?
I have a question, Nona. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to this class, but I have a question about the free first session. And I'm wondering how to structure that session, if I'm trying to get the client, I mean, I'm trying to see if the client is right for me and vice versa. But, you know, do I get to the work and do I start asking, you know, so what sucks in your life, or do I, you know, explain what my process is, or how do you go about when you're offering a free session to see if, you know, they want to sign up for your coaching package or whatever?
Yeah, I can answer this really quickly. So and this is just from my perspective, I'm sure different people do it differently, but I do 15 to 20 minute calls with people. I do not coach people on that call. It's an opportunity for us to see if we're a good fit. I ask them what's going on. I ask them, you know, what it is. So I do a lot of listening, basically. You know, mm-hmm. I ask them what's happening. I ask them about themselves, what they ideally would like to see as a result. We talk about what feeling it would give them if they reach mm-hmm. that result. Mm-hmm. And then I basically tell them about, I give an assessment, like, well, I think that we could do this work in 3 months, or, you know, be good fit to do it, start for 3 months and then move on to 6. I also never, and this is me, this is different for everybody, I do not hard sell people on that first call. I always tell people I want them to think about it. And I don't tell them, and if they're not a good fit, I give them recommendations for other coaches. If I don't think that I'm the best fit, or if I'm not getting that feeling, I will refer mm-hmm. them to someone else. Or I will tell them to think about it, and I'll loop back around with them in a couple days mm-hmm. and see if they have any more questions. So I am never in a state of, you know, okay, let's sign it right now. And oftentimes they'll be like, nope, I know, I want to do it. But I like to give people that space and permission to take their time so they don't feel pressured.
Mm-hmm.
And that is absolutely not the way a normal sales call would work. So, but that feels good to me, and I feel like people have responded very well to that because they trust me then, because I'm not mm-hmm. pressuring them to sign up for something right on the spot.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Great question.
Thank you.
And I think you guys have a whole class on that and about the first 10 sessions and getting your first client. Have you guys already had that call?
No.
Okay. That should be coming, so that'll be a good Great. Place to talk about that as well.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions or thoughts? No? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight and for talking all things marketing with me. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to post them on the forum. Mm-hmm. And if you do exchange Ideal Day facilitation with your cohort, I would love to hear about what you discover in 100 words or less and what feeling you found. All right? So thanks, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks, Noah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Good night.